Councillor David Hall. In April 2016, following its call for sites, Chesterfield Parish Council commented on UDC's assessment, and we said, and I quote, "Given the size of the proposed settlement, the adverse impact on the B184, the M11, A11 and all surrounding roads will be very significant. There is no reasonable basis in UDC's suitability conclusion to claim that there is good access to the strategic road network." Yet here we are, 15 months later, and despite repeated requests from the Parish Council, without any residual traffic impact assessment. And that much was confirmed at last week's PPWG meeting, when in response to my question, Mr. Gregory of YSG stated, and this is in the minute, "At this stage of the local plan, work has not occurred at such a high level of detail to anticipate traffic growth and mitigation measures on the B184. I said in my own comments to PPWG last week that, quote, "it is clear that the viability of Great Chesterfield is based almost entirely on the wholly speculative premise that walking, cycling and availability of enhanced bus and rail services can replace car use to such an extent that the existing road network, in particular the B184, can cope with the additional traffic that the settlement will generate for Saffron Walden and elsewhere." Unquote. The absence of any detailed transport assessment relating to the Chesterfield settlement is itself sufficient to torpedo the draft plan for you. Worse still, UDC's economic viability study, whilst concluding in relation to Chesterfield that the site is financially viable and therefore able to deliver over the local plan period, and that the proposal will meet all primary road infrastructure requirements, is subject to the specific major qualification, and I quote, "that a full transport assessment would be required, i.e. standard requirement for larger schemes like this," unquotes. There being no detailed local transport assessment for the Chesterfield site, it follows that no assurances to its economic viability yet exists either. It is for these and other reasons set out in the Parish Council's letter dated 5th June 2017 to you, Chairman, that PPWG and UDC were requested to reject Chesterfield as a site for further consideration and to exclude the settlement from the draft plan. If, despite these repeated warnings, UDC proceeds to include Great Chesterfield in its plan, it will fail on these grounds alone before the planning inspector next spring. And that will remain the position unless these and all other fundamental issues identified by the Parish Council are properly and fully addressed in any final plan that is submitted. Thank you.
And thank you very much. I thank all the speakers for staying within time. Obviously, you were at Planning Policy Working Group, and I take your point to some of the road references you made, but there was 1,000 pages of transport study and a huge focus on the impact on South Kent and the recommendations, and this is then repeated in this document here this evening.